AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A rough start for Hillary Clinton at a Labor Day event in Cleveland, a coughing fit leaving her struggling for breath.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
She coughed on and off for a couple of minutes before finally settling into her speech.
We believe we are stronger together. And that is in stark contrast to Donald Trump.
Earlier today in Cleveland, Trump and running mate Mike Pence attended a labor roundtable. Trump saying that changing immigration policy would benefit the economy.
I actually get a lot of tremendous credit with immigration. And people know that. People understand. The big thing for me, we have to bring our jobs back to this country. But we're not going to have a country left.
The start of full-fledged campaigning comes as the presidential candidates ready for the first debate 3 weeks from tonight. President Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit Laos. Mark Smith has details.
The president's visiting narrow, landlocked Laos for a Southeast Asian summit, but it's also a chance to kindle a friendship with a country that's ever so slowly opening up.
I think Laos is very eager to engage with us, and we're eager to engage with them.
Laotian leaders are looking to boost trade, investment, and tourism. Like their neighbors in Vietnam, they're also worried about the threat from China. But during his meetings in Laos, Obama will also discreetly bring up the country's dismal human rights record, even as he offers U.S. aid in clearing tons of unexploded bombs that date to the Vietnam War. Mark Smith, Washington.
Obama may not, as first planned, meet tomorrow with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Duterte swore at Obama and warned him not to question him about the killing of more than 2,000 suspected drug pushers and users since Duterte launched his war on drugs shortly after taking office on June 30th. This is AP Radio News. Final game of the NCAA football's opening weekend tonight in Orlando with Florida State playing Ole Miss. Kyle Cassandra has more.
The number 4-ranked Florida State Seminoles battle the number 11th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels tonight. The story will be at the quarterback spot. Florida State will be starting redshirt freshman DeAndre Francois, who won the starting job over redshirt senior Sean McGuire after McGuire fractured his right foot on the third day of practice. While a lot of eyes will be on Ole Miss's Chad Kelly after he led the Rebels to a 10-3 season and a Sugar Bowl win in 2015. Kyle Cassandra, Orlando.
Despite twice the number of police officers on the streets, New York's annual West Indian Day parade has again been marred by violence. Two people, a 17-year-old boy and a 22-year-old woman, were shot to death at pre-dawn festivities this morning. A year ago, a lawyer who once worked for the governor was shot and killed in an exchange of gunfire between two street gangs. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.